sometimes when people come and in the beginning, as I say, in general, it was also with me that that's why I feel that way. Oh, I don't have that quality, and then how can I please Baba? Oh, I can't live that way. That, well, how will it be? And how can I arrest his attention and all these things? So that was also because when I'm privileged to be with you people and listen from you, it's the same old story that has happened with me. You see, and how Baba, in a very graceful way, has taken out that thing, and through a little incident or a story that he had shared, and so this thing of being virtuous and having more and more good qualities, it's good to have good qualities. Of course, I am not justifying my bad qualities by saying this. But in loving Baba, we have to do our best and then not worry of what we actually are. And so that was the little thing that was brought to me by a little story which I read in one of the what you call school textbooks when I was a child. It came to my mind. Baba can use any, because he has been with us even before we had heard his name or no, or seen his picture or not. He has been with us with each and everything that we have gone through in our life. And there are certain moments wherein he brings out that thing, or he uses out that thing to convince you that how he has been with you even then. Although he is a very, as I said, he's a perfect economist. He won't just give it to you every now and then, only when absolutely necessary. So coming back to the story, so it was just the story of that stag that was in our book, and I could even see the stag standing on a rock and looking. Have you ever read that story? A stag standing on a rock and looking at his...
A deer, like a male deer.
Which have that deer. Antlers?
Venado macho.
Yeah, they have beautiful antlers like that, you see, like this. So it was just right in the river, there was a rock, and it was just looking at its own image and looking at itself, and like what they call narcissism, or what they call it.
Yeah.
So he said, oh, how beautiful I am, and this is this, and this is this, and everything is nice, everything is nice. And he was so full and proud and all that, and suddenly he was looking at his own feet. And then he realized how clumsy they are, you see, with all such a thing, you see, could not, that God who has created all these things, he should have been enough judicious, or at least he should have that sense that this doesn't fit in with all the beauty of the antlers and my colors and my neck and whatever it is. So he was just thinking like this. And then as this is happening, it turns out that he sees at a distance a hunter trying to kill him in those days there were arrows and bows. So he just sees that, and as soon as he sees that, he looks at it, and naturally he starts running. He runs, he's running to save his life and all that. And then as it was running, it comes across a tree whose branches were right on the road or on the path that he was running, and those long, beautiful antlers that he had, they got entangled in one of the branches, and because he was running very fast, he turned right from there to there, and now he's right facing the hunter. And that was the moment of realization for him. He just had a thought, see, just a moment ago, I was so proud that God has given me this, and I was so grateful to him and all that. And then at the same time, when I looked at my feet, I said, well, see how ugly they are and all that. But who saved me? It's only the feet that apparently looked ugly, but they are the one that had saved me. And the ones about whom I was so proud had been, at least for the moment, that brought me about on the killing point. But just as the revelation was there, he could just disentangle the antlers from the branches, and again he ran off. In our coming to Baba also, it's not just the good qualities that one has, but it's also anything that we have that has been given to us is given with great understanding, great grace, great compassion, and that also is a help. Whatever we are, is his help to us if we wish to make it, turn it into that way.